The history of Boursin cheese is not a long history. Founded in 1957 in Normandy, France by a man named François Boursin, the cheese has only existed for 62 years. Now obviously it's much younger than most things I talk about in food history. However, just because it's young doesn't mean it doesn't have an interesting and rich history. I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, and today we're going to open the box, unwrap the foil, and dip deep into the brief history of Boursin cheese. Boursin has been an innovative company from the start, even if that innovation was forced. In 1961, a French newspaper had confused Boursin with one of its competitors and changed the course of cheese history. The newspaper had printed an article about how Boursin was launching a garlic flavor. Boursin had no intent of doing this, but after the article came out, people were demanding it. It took Boursin 2 years to perfect his garlic and fine herbs recipe. He based the cheese on a classic French cream cheese, and he had devised a way to infuse the flavor of the garlic and herbs into the cheese without destroying their fresh flavor. And just like that, Boursin cheese, as we know it, was born. Boursin was the first flavored cheese product of its kind sold in France. It quickly became a staple of cheese plates around the country. 3 years after garlic and fine herbs Boursin was launched, Boursin pepper was introduced to the market. Now, as I said, Boursin was the first to sell flavored cheese of its kind in France. They were also the first cheese to be advertised on television in France. On October 1st, 1968, at 7:55 p.m., the first French television ad for cheese aired, and it was for Boursin. The ad featured a famous French comedian of the time playing an insomniac tormented, this is a quote from the website, an insomniac tormented by an irresistible craving for Boursin. Essentially, he just keeps running back and forth from the bed to the fridge, calling out, "De Boursin, De Boursin," or "With Boursin." The ad was titled, "The Boursinophile." Now, over the years, Boursin has continued its creative ad campaigns. In 1972, they launched a campaign with the tagline, "Bread, Wine, Boursin." This captured the spirit of France, and according to the Boursin website, is still remembered in France today. And actually, I think their modern tagline is very similar. I think it's "De Bread, De Pain, De Vin, De Boursin." So with bread, with wine, with Boursin. And if you have a few minutes to kill, I suggest going on YouTube and looking up Boursin ads. There's not a ton of them, but they're interesting. They're usually pretty funny, if not slightly dark. Now, there is one ad featuring a young couple. This is a little off topic, but I think it's interesting. There is one ad featuring a young couple enjoying Boursin in a field of grain or wheat, and it shows them in love and having a good time. As the commercial cuts out, the shot pans up and shows a combine harvester coming right toward them. It's like 20 feet away from them. It's about to kill them. It's definitely weird for a cheese ad, but I'm going to remember that for a very, very long time. And I'm going to remember that it's Boursin. Now, in 1990, Unilever bought the Boursin brand, which in 2007 was sold back into France to the Bell Group. Bell as in Baby Bell. They also own Laughing Cow and a lot of other companies you've probably heard of. Now, in 2011, the Bell Group partnered with Agropor, which is a Canadian cheese company famous for Oka. They own Oka. They produce a lot of Bell Group cheeses in Canada, like Laughing Cow. They also own pretty much every dairy in Canada now. So they partnered with Bell in 2011 and opened a Canadian Boursin factory. Now, all Boursin sold in Canada is actually produced in Canada rather than being imported. There are now 7 Canadian Boursin flavors that you can only get here and 3 that only exist in Quebec. You can only buy them there. I don't even know what they are. Now, in all honesty, I have some unanswered questions that I just couldn't find the answers to. Like, what kind of cheese was François Boursin making between 1957 and 1963? He was producing cheese, but I can't find any information about it. I also can't really find any information about François Boursin himself. It's the same with the factories. I know that Canadian Boursin is made in Canada since 2011, but other than that, I couldn't find any information about other modern Boursin factories. I know that all Boursin cheese isn't produced in Canada, but I don't know where other factories are. The final question I had that I couldn't find an answer to is why the packaging is the way it is. The only information I could find is that the foil prolonged shelf life. I don't know if François Boursin created the packaging, or if it was invented later, or what the deal is. I don't know, and I couldn't find any information about it. Now, despite the fact that there are unanswered questions about Borson, there's no question that its history, short as it might be, is an interesting one. And I know that I will think a bit deeper the next time I'm shoving crackers loaded with Borson in my mouth. I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, and today we've been looking at the brief history of Borson cheese. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. You can like and subscribe to this podcast. You can tell your friends about it. You can even rate it or share it or do whatever you want. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did. I know that I'm craving Borson cheese pretty bad right now. Luckily, I have some in the fridge. I'll be back tomorrow with another fantastic episode of Food in 5. I'll see you then. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.